Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
But right now, all around us, and so compelling you never miss the fact there's no melody, is a music that is all beat, strong beat, and talk. It's rap music, and it sounds like this.
RJ Hates Rap, a rap podcast with social consequence. I am still here.
Yes.
Your host, Tope.
Yes, you are.
With the student.
That's me.
The talk ho. The talk ho. Like taco, but you a ho. With the student, the burrito.
Oh, Tove, in your defense, you've had to come up with 167 of those.
Yeah, I feel like I've repeated a few of them. So,
you had, but you know, never the right ones is the problem.
With the student, the cheero. I'm just naming a lot of Latin.
Why didn't you say cheery ho?
Because that has nothing to do with food in Mexico or Texas. Why would I say cheer? When was that? A week ago or so? 2 weeks ago? We had the honor to go to Austin, Texas. And before that, I was in Mexico for 2 weeks. So I just wanted to, we teased this last episode, talk about your experiences being.
Oh, yeah!
There it is. Being in Austin. With us, with us and our friends, and then I can talk about losing my life in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great. I'm so glad you remember things, so I don't have to.
And RJ Hates Rap every Sunday.
if there's ever like starting an episode and then RJ remembers exactly what we left off with the last episode, you can be sure we recorded them back to back.
RJ, who was the artist last episode?
Shania.
Wow, that's the rest in peace, DMX. RJ! first time in Texas? What was your favorite part of Texas that wasn't the tacos?
Oh my god, can I please pick the tacos? The sauce on the tacos. The creative uses of tequila.
That's very cute. Yeah.
In which location did you better enjoy the tequila? Mexico or Austin?
Oh, that's a great question. I had so much tequila in Mexico that I'm going to pick Austin by default because I didn't have as much tequila. 9 straight days of tequila. It wears on you around day 2, I'm going to say. Yeah. The first hangover margarita hits a spot, but it hits a different spot.
It does. It absolutely does. So, you know what else hits a spot, Tope?
What's that?
That ghost chili sauce that you made me, that you force-fed me.
That's not true. That is not true for the uninitiated, which is everyone. RJ loves spicy food.
It's so good. But it was so good.
I've seen him die so many deaths eating spicy food. So it's the weirdest thing. It's like I have a friend who's allergic to seafood, but they love eating shrimp. And it's like, why are you doing the thing? And they just do the thing.
Sometimes you gotta live your life on the edge, Tope. You should try it.
Story time! I would say the two biggest stories for me being in Mexico and for my friend's 40th birthday. He's lived basically three lives. Ended up, I think, in his late mid-30s. Ended up going to NYU Law School. Is a great lawyer now. But for his 40s, he's like, I want to go to Mexico. So we go to Mexico to drinking, shots, crazy. COVID doesn't exist there. I'm fully vaccinated. We're all good.
Yeah.
So around Thursday night, we go out for a celebration dinner, And my stomach's feeling a little rumbly, but hey, I've been drinking a lot, you know, whatever. So we go into this bar, and apparently, or this club, basically anytime you go to a club in Tulum, you get offered Molly, ecstasy, cocaine, just like as you're walking. Like, just,
why?
Just kind of like, they just saying, cocaine, you know, just, I'm like, no, thank you, sir.
Huh.
So my stomach's rumbling, so I decided to go to the bathroom.
Probably because of all the cocaine.
Probably all the cocaine. Some of the Molly. And I didn't have any of that. And I decided to go to the bathroom. And I go to the bathroom a lot. And I clog the toilet.
Oh, Tobe.
Outside of me is a line of 15 people.
Oh, Tobe!
So I decide to basically wait like 5 minutes, clean myself up, open the door, and literally run to where my friends were. About 30 minutes later, I have to go to the bathroom again. I go to the second toilet. I clog that one up.
Tope!
Do the same thing. About 30 minutes later, I go to the last bathroom at the entire venue, which probably like 150, 200 people there. Clog that bathroom up.
At this point. No, Tope, stop eating crayons.
I ended up going to the bathroom 13 times in 24 hours.
Tope, here's the thing.
Yes.
I don't care if it was your birthday. After the first time, majority of the people presently listening to this podcast would have probably just gone home at that point.
Couldn't have gone home, bud, because we had a taxi come for us at 1 o'clock. This was 11 o'clock, and I had no way home.
Oh, no, Tope. I mean, you would have gone home to the States. Your trip is over.
They would have just driven back. Yeah. The best part about that story is we get back. One of our friends thought she lost her phone. One of them actually lost their phone. There were fights. It was this big thing. We get back to the Airbnb we were staying, and we have no power. I said I went to the bathroom 13 times in 24 hours. Seven of those times were that night with no power. I slept in a room that smelled like what I assume Donald Trump's butt and hair smell like.
Oh, God, why?
I ended up feeling good eventually. Took a few days. Decided to go to what ended up being like a EDM show eventually. Almost saw a guy die. Overdosed in the middle of a crowd. High on Molly, high on ecstasy, high on crayons. And everyone just kept on dancing. He was like dead.
Like on the floor.
Yes, but then he woke back up with a bit of energy and then fell back down and had to be carried off. Stomach pumped, I assumed.
This is my Macarena story.
And then we had really good tacos, so I was happy.
Yeah. Yay, Tope survived Mexico just barely.
Yes, and then 2 days later, went to Austin, Texas.
2 days later.
2 days later, yes. I had to
That's
take
why a, you were so fit.
Yeah, because I left half my body in Mexico.
Yes, you did.
RJ, where we close out story time with Tope, which could be a terrible segment all of its own. Have you ever been to Mexico?
I have, yeah.
Where in Mexico?
Oh, you know, the standard port cities, you know, the Cozumels, the Cozumels.
If you had to visit one again, which one would you go to? If you had to go to one tomorrow, which one would you go to?
Between Cozumel and Cozumel?
Between Texas and Mexico.
Oh my God, Texas, because of the tacos. Dude, you will never find better Mexican food than in Texas.
I hate you so much.
Disagree with me, Tope. Did you not have at least one of the greatest tacos you've ever had in your entire life, including the preceding week in which I assume you had at least one taco in Austin, Texas?
The Mexican tacos in Mexico were better than the Mexican tacos in Texas.
Wow.
Why'd you make me chew the RJ? Do you want to listen to some rap?
No.
Oh, that makes this very confusing for me because at 4 minutes and 31 seconds from the album Naughty by Nature, the song is OPP. Hey, RJ, what's OPP about?
Like, when you're on pink prostitutes.
Not bad, actually. We'll be right back. Not, don't know what that means, but we'll be right back. And we're back.
Tope!
Yeah, buddy, what's up?
You know what's great?
What's that?
Masturbation. Well, and I feel like it's a concept that would be foreign to these rappers.
What are these rappers' names?
What was the name of the album?
The album was called Naughty by Nature.
Naughty by Nature.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Context clues. Context clues. From their debut album,
and
Naughty by Nature.
And only, I assume.
They are forefronts of rap. One of the first rap songs ever to be on the Billboard charts. One of the first ones to kind of cross over as a pop hit.
Sure.
Naughty by Nature. Yeah, they are legends. Legends of the game.
Well, I mean, when you add in Michael Jackson at any age, that makes it more naughty.
You're good, sir. You're good. The sample is...
It was not a good choice in retrospect.
I mean, technically it wasn't Michael. It was only 20% Michael Jackson. It's Jackson 5.
Sure, but, you know, when it's a song about touching other people...
That's a good point, buddy. did you like the songs? That's one less thing you need to say nice about it if you don't.
I don't think I can like the song, Tope.
Why?
It leaves out the gays.
Okay.
I'm not part of the party.
You... he's can only speak about how him. Mm-hmm. It isn't necessarily the concept doesn't, but he is.
Mm-hmm. When you hate your own penis so much that you obsess about talking about everyone else's, but you never specify which one that you're talking about. Sure, you give context clues, but as we've learned in this podcast many times over, you can't always trust the context clues. So, actually, maybe this is a coming out song.
Oh, that, you can be more far off, sir.
No, hear me out. Okay. He never specifies which P he's into. Oh my God, Tope!
Yes.
The rapper who has a name is gay!
He talks about not only having a girl.
Yeah, I know it's a stretch, but just let me have this.
Okay, you can have it. He might maybe be gay. Are you happy? Are you happy, bud?
I've never been happy.
So let's break this song is basically in three parts. So let's start with any questions you have off the bat. Let me kind of break this song down bit by bit, letter by letter.
Yeah, no. Something I asked... Who hates their own junk so much that they have a whole song about junk and for the first time in the concept of rap music decides not to reference it at any point?
I mean, he gives, I know you want to say context clues. He gives like, explain to you like I'm five little clues.
Sure. But if this was literally any other rapper tasked with creating a song on the exact same concept, are you going to tell me that probably male rapper wouldn't reference his own dick size or his own dick abilities or his own dick. Just the dick.
That's a good point. Like, at least
it's
like,
a missed opportunity.
At least like even like when we did Candy Shop, like he still like alluded to the fact that his dick melts in your mouth.
Yeah, I don't absolutely. Think. So Tope, my question is, what's wrong with it?
He maybe he doesn't need to brag. Maybe he doesn't need to go buy a convertible to talk about a small dick or a big motorcycle. Maybe he just knows. He knows how it works, buddy.
Poor guy. Does he need a hug?
No. He's
Does
not
he want a hug?
If you're the right kind of OPP, because first word of the week, RJ.
Yes.
OPP.
Yeah.
In the first verse, what is OPP?
Other.
Yeah.
People's.
Mm-hmm.
Bougie.
What's that?
Bougie.
That's OPB. I think you're saying bushy.
Pussy. It's pussy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. A line. The line is... people's pussy.
Yeah. And Tope, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Are you down with other people's pussy? Or are you more down with your own pussy? Because again, he never specifies which P he's talking about.
He's
either down with someone else's pussy,
mm-hmm.
or he's down with someone else's dick. And he's got to have one of them, I assume.
Do you understand the concept he's trying to go for here?
I'm just poking holes at it.
Okay, that's fine. Just I thought you were going to ask me. Well, you actually did ask me if I'm in other people's pussy.
Yeah,
and I can vehemently say I can't answer that question.
Yeah, that's why immediately after asking it, I decided to quickly change the subject.
So Tulum.
Yes. Oh no, Tope, no.
So the first verse, like I said, he's talking about the girl with the boyfriend, and maybe the boyfriend's kind of lame, and you know, she wants someone now. So you just want to hit that OPP.
Okay.
And there's something very wrong with that, is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
But let's say he was a bad guy.
Oh.
Is it okay in that case, as the man going for OPP?
Is he a bad guy in that, like, he himself is a cheater? Or is he a bad guy in that he's a rapper of any caliber?
I mean, you just said the same thing in different ways. So
categories, you win this round. Yeah. I'll be back.
So from there, we go to the hook. What do you think about the hook, which subtly changes every single time?
What?
Well, the subtle changes are.
Who's down with OPP?
So just to confirm, I have to like pussy to be a homie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have to I have to be a woman
mm-hmm.
to like penis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm also not invited to the party.
See now. See now, hey, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. You're being offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah,
I know
this
point-
is.
No point of the chorus or no point of the hook is he talking about specific which OPP he's talking about.
No, yeah. This is the equivalent of when you see a party that you thought you were friends with somebody has on Facebook, and then they're having all those group photos, and you're like, oh, that's cool. I watched The Crown on Saturday.
Has that ever happened to you, bud?
I mean... There's also a pandemic, so I just assume that, you know, he's just really good at Photoshop.
Word of the week!
Word of the week!
The word of the week is OPP. What does OPP mean in the second verse, RJ?
It's other.
Yeah.
Other peoples.
Yeah.
Beanie.
What was that? Can you say that a little louder?
Beanie.
Weenus? Like the thing on your elbow?
It's a penis.
You are really still stuck in Texas, huh? All those people penis. Again, the thing you love more than anything else in the world.
Other people's penis.
Did not say that. Did not tell me that is that is true, but see, that's the thing. If from like a context of like a gay dude, this is completely
not great.
Then you want OPP.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not great. Yeah, which reminds me, Tope, in the era of self-love,
of course.
What's wrong with his own penis? Masturbation is a great thing for most of us. But if you like drop trow, look in the mirror and you're like, ugh. Imagine what that life must be like. Is this song a cry for help?
It always is, but you're not wrong. The line is... So a little bit of a twist there. OPP can also stand for other people's property. Not much better as I say that.
Nope. He's just he has a really good divorce lawyer is what that tells me.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. You can answer as subtly as you want. Have you ever been OPP or OPP'd?
We've been recording for about 20 minutes and change here.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what context of this question. I'm very confused. Phrasing.
That's all I need. That's all I need to know. I'm not trying to put this in anywhere out there. Just say, I understand what you asked, Tope, and we'll move on.
I can't do that, Tope. I can't do it.
So let's go to the last part where he tells a story about a time where what he says is, well, the line is...
They were getting a divorce, and it was a fight over the other person's property.
No, he was dating someone, but a girl who she used to be friends with, the girl, they had a falling out, so he's like, well, if... I hate you're my girlfriend. I'm just gonna fuck your boyfriend. And then she does fuck the boyfriend. And he's like, oh shit, my girlfriend's coming up. You need to go. And she's like, no, I love you. But then it's like, too bad. I can't be in love with you anymore because fuck you.
So it's a song about slavery.
That's what RJ hates rap.
If they're each other's property, I assume. This is a cry for help about slavery.
That's not how any of this worked, buddy.
Where's the Oscar for Best Original Song?
Rap podcast with social consequence. I just don't understand what you can't get about this song. It's It's easy. You're either with someone and someone trying to fuck you, or you're not with someone and you're trying to fuck someone else who is with someone.
Oh. Well, that clears it all up. You should have started with that.
We are part of Arcade Audio.
For now.
For now. RJ Hates Rap on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Every Friday, learn what song we do 2 days before the podcast goes live. This is episode 167, so only 2 more episodes to go before we take our 169 We're Grown Adults break.
Yeah.
Because literally... we do it for the lulz. if you want to be part of the show, go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review, write your songs at the end. We're doing it 100% guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. If you want to be part of me and RJ's race that we're going to have in 2 weeks, where RJ said he's going to beat me in a race.
Oh, I forgot about that, and I thought you were just saying if you want to be part of me and RJ's race.
African gay.
Gay.
American.
Those don't exist.
Afro-gay American.
Yes.
Those very much do exist.
Yes, they do. And they're beautiful people.
Yes, they are. Me and RJ's race, stool run-ins, as we're calling it.
No.
Which, if you listen to the story, when I started the podcast, that was me in Mexico. Stool run-ins all the way.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
But RJ, what have we learned today?
Well, Tope, we learned that sometimes you can overcomplicate things and lose an entire audience in 10 days.
I wouldn't say 10 days. You also thought Malcolm X was alive last episode, so trust me, the bar for you is very, very low.
I don't think that's true.
Poor RJ. This is Tope saying RJ still hates rap.
I feel like P wasn't the only letter that they could have used. They could have used D. D for dick, or D for, douche.
Oh, fuck. That was other people's douches.
Yeah, a W for other people's wang, or other people's,
Wagyu.
Yes! Options.
That's the grossest thing I've ever said. Yo, let me get some of that Wagyu beef.
No, you've ruined beef.
Post credits.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.